Everything seemed to be in order, but then strange effects began to take hold.
He turned and saw a man he had never seen before.
Satire.
They put the fun back in dysfunctional.
Get ready for some serious...
The man told him.
And it's about a cop killer. And all the horrors who turn up at his funeral.
I wonder if you would let me play it.
Don't turn off the speaker too fast.
Or else you will die.
Shut up!
And now, here's Arnold to tell you about
all kinds of crazy stuff.
You should not drink and bake. This is going to make us fat.
Well, that's good advice.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Rick Cheese with me.
You are nothing but a shit and piss factory, my friend.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I'm going to rip your fucking spine out, I swear to God.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You're just making mad.
Goddamn right I'm angry. I'm really upset.
Jeff is frustrated by the sprinkler.
Well, I, for one, am glad to put up with it.
So am I.
I like this thing.
Some people love it, some people hate it.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
I think that we're in danger.
I'm excited to see what the fuck is going to happen next.
Nothing happens.
It should be quite a thrill.
Zenith invites you to listen to new thrills in sound.
And now I'm going to tell you the secret of
fucking your dog.
Do you practice? I practice every day.
Good, because I wasn't listening to you.
What did you say?
I said, no way, Randy.
Hi, I'm Randy Butcher, professional stunt performer.
And a 16-year-old girl.
Is he for real?
Yes, he is.
Bambi and his friends noticed that the forest animals were acting in a most peculiar manner.
They were setting traps to catch Todd.
Hi. I'm Todd LaRue.
Hey, fuck, hurry up!
He's dead!
After he died, we realized...
This sure is lots of fun.
You can have fun in the world, but deep joy and peace comes from...
Getting kids to start smoking or drinking.
That's right. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to...
Take off those idiotic sunglasses.
My sunglasses were damaged.
If a piece of equipment gets misused or damaged...
You can get pretty much the same kick and better recognition in other ways.
Such as perfumes.
Even the smell you get, like when you first smell...
My butt.
I know you hear them breathing.
It's really about stuff that comes out of each and every person.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass.
But kept in their gas form.
You tell me what I'm supposed to do with all this
human feces.
You can cleanse your face with it.
You can rub it on your shoes.
You can microwave them, serve in them, and they're dishwasher safe.
Just like the ones that cost you up to $5.
So act now. Someday your life may depend on it.
Well, you can depend on me, David. And when David came into the king's tent, he said,
I don't want nuts, motherfucker.
Please remove
my testicles.
We can remove them, she says. Go ahead.
What about this?
Well-used, albeit somewhat short, cock.
Don't remove it. Hold it in place.
Now, when a penis erects,
they want a great big, huge knife.
Cut into 4 or 6 slices from top to bottom.
And bake at a 400-degree oven for 6 minutes.
6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Crack, cocaine, heroin, alcohol,
and ice cream.
What's in your ice cream?
They had skin and dirt.
What's in the box?
My taxidermied horse head.
Hey, kids!
Do you know what's inside specially marked boxes of tricks?
No, I don't.
And what's in that box?
There's a tampon in here.
It's a whole new kind of tampon.
Absorbs moisture, makes dressing easier, and smells divine.
Right inside specially marked packages of Kellogg's Puff-a-Puff Rice and Kellogg's Fruit Loops.
Well, I've been having menstrual periods for several years.
A tampon this great is worth finding out about.
And it's part of this complete breakfast.
They've made tampons for over 40 years.
But I don't understand this Kellogg's Raisin brand.
What don't you fucking understand?
Can I take it to my room and fuck it?
I don't see why not.
I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
I'm glad we're doing it for the Lord.
The disciples came to the Lord one day and asked him the pointed question.
How'd you like me to fart in your face?
What did Jesus answer?
Jesus said to his disciples,
Uwongalema, Uwongalema. Uwongalema.
Glory be and amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than...
Alcohol from the small intestine.
I hate it when you're drunk.
I guess that is because...
You happen to be drinking
the blend of premium white wine and
You
monkey blood.
Well, I'll drink that.
All right, that does it. Get out of here, you drunk lowlife.
It's over now.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Have a great convention.
See you later.